give Allah Ta'ala the best in terms of Allah's majesty and position. We can never say, oh Allah, this deed is 100% like how you want it. Because Allah is way, way above in His majesty and His greatness for us to be able to produce one sajda that is worthy of being put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we try. Everyone tries, alhamdulillah. We must not pass judgment on anyone. Allah ta'ala knows the conditions of the heart. So we try in terms of sincerity. We try to do our best. We try in terms of methodology that we do it in the best way possible. And where we're not right, we put it right. Then, my respected friends and brothers, those deeds are also presented. They also go with us. They are also lowered in our qabr. They accompany us. Alhamdulillah. Now, my respected friends and brothers, the thing that we have to ask ourselves is that when we have, you know, accumulated all these deeds and we have made so much an effort of preparing for our way ahead, investment, what precautions have we taken to ensure that these deeds and our investment does not get destroyed? How often doesn't it happen that when people do certain deeds, then they destroy it? Or how often doesn't it happen that a person invests in a certain place and that that investment crashes? The markets crash, the property deal fails, and everything else goes wrong. So we have to ask ourselves that how certain worldly material investments, you know, people have been through that. Say we just lost. We cut our losses and we had to just deal with it. For whatever reasons, whatever factors came about that caused the collapse of that investment. We lost it. For different reasons. It can be onshore or offshore, doesn't matter. It crashes. Sometimes the markets, whatever it is. So my respected friends and brothers, that is what we must ask ourselves. That how have I actually secured and safeguarded this investment of mine? It must not happen like a person invested overseas and he wants to go and stay there. And now when he leaves the country to go and settle down in another country, he comes there and he's told all the money that you invested here for many years. That thing fell away long time. There's nothing here for you, boy. Now you're like a refugee here. There's nothing here for you. Or a person takes a whole lot of currency and he goes into another country and he's just told there that all this currency no longer works here. Finish. You've just come with monopoly money, as we say. You know, that game the children play, the board game. So my respected friends and brothers, this is what the Quran tells us, and this is the ayat which I have recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u rasula wa la tubtilu a'malakum. There are two words in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to safeguarding our deeds. We all read those words. One is tubtilu or batala, and the other one is habita and habitat. Ulaika habitat a'maluhum. What do these two words mean? When we read in the Quran, we come there, these words mean habita and batala basically are similar in meanings. For something to become futile, insignificant, null and void, non-existent, worthless, both these words. So Allah says, habitat a'maluhum, their deeds have become worthless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, obey Allah and the Rasul, and do not render your deeds worthless. You made so much of effort in this world, mashallah. All your salah, you paid charity, you went for hajj, you went for umrah, you made tilawat of Quran, you made zikrullah, you helped so many people in so many ways, in cash and in kind, and with your actions and with your time and with your sweat. Whatever you did, such a huge mountain of deeds, don't destroy it. We don't do deeds to destroy it. We don't put up a huge, beautiful mansion and we bombard it and dynamite it and get it rid of. We do something, then we preserve it. So this, my brothers, is something we should ask ourselves. When we are doing that deed, why am I doing it? And once I have done it, have I safeguarded it? So very often we do certain actions as a result of which the deed that we are carrying out is there. But then because of some other action from our side, that particular deed is totally destroyed and it is rendered invalid, null and void, worthless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this in a number of places in the Quran. And the biggest shock that can come to a person is, he goes happily and merrily thinking, I'm dying a good death. And when he is there, he is broke like you can't believe. There's no investment because whatever had been done has been destroyed by his own self. So we find there are lots of ayat in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says, لَيْنْ أَشَرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Here Allah ta'ala is addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hypothetically, but actually the address is to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never have done anything wrong. Allah protected him, he was the highest Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is addressing, he says, if you, the address is to us, commit shirk, you ascribe partners unto Allah, in the various ways that people normally ascribe partners and make shirk, whether it is by offering their devotions to Allah, to someone besides Allah, whether it is making sajda to someone besides Allah, whether it is picking up the hand, making dua to someone besides Allah, as we're supposed to have done to Allah, or in any other way, harboring such a belief in our heart that someone else besides Allah has got qualities like Allah. So the different forms, variations, where shirk can creep in, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in whichever way, la in ashrakta, that's in the Quran, la in ashrakta, la yahbatanna amaluka, wala takun, la yahbatanna, that's the word, this word habita, la yahbatanna amaluka, then your deeds will become non-existent. So somewhere along the line, some poor fellow did not realize, he got caught and ensnared into some act of shirk through ignorance or through some other reason, his own stubbornness, whatever it might be. All his deeds, la yahbatanna. This word la yahbatanna, I'm going to translate it for you directly and literally as it appears in the Quran. His deeds will most definitely, definitely be destroyed. Not possibly, maybe, partially, no. Most definitely, la yahbatanna, most definitely, definitely, without any doubt, will be destroyed. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and you will definitely and definitely be from amongst those that are in loss. Address this to ourselves, my brothers. We make all our preparations. Sometimes when we travel overseas, sometimes we come there by the conveyor belt and our bags are not there. Not much of frustration. Got nothing to wear. But shukar, we say, oh, I got my wallet, I got my dollars with me, it'll sort me out. But if that is also not there, or any other setback we have that renders us totally helpless and desperate in a place which is not known to us, we're going to be in a problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one thing, be careful with regard to your actions. They must be tawheedi. They must be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must be exclusively and absolutely for no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not contaminate it. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is important for us to keep in mind, that لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Do not destroy your acts of charity through encountering or enumerating your favors and inconveniencing people, embarrassing people. What is meant here? What is meant here is, you do a good deed to somebody in terms of charity, and thereafter you remind him of it. You count, you say, no, I helped you out like that, and I did that for you also. Yeah. Or you tell other people that I sorted this fellow out. What does he think of himself? I sorted him out. Now, if that person comes to hear about it, or if you tell him directly, you cause embarrassment for him, you cause difficulty and humiliation. But that we have done is fine. What have you done to your own deeds? All that charity is gone. لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ. The deeds that you have done, Allah says, do not render them null and void. That's another thing. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks somewhere in the Quran, كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُوا مَهْلَهُ رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ. Those people who spend their wealth to show others, to show for fame, for name. That's why Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا. Whoever does deeds in this world to acquire the worldly benefits. He's doing good deeds, mashallah, whatever it might be, but he wants fame, he wants wealth, he wants materialism. So it might be a good Islamic deed he's doing, but his intention is to acquire worldly things. So, and the glitter of this world, Allah says, give it to him, ya nu fa ilayhim a'malahum fiha wa hum fiha la yubkhasun. And nothing, Allah says, give full, whatever you want. But أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارُ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا. This word habita. Allah says, no share for them in the akhirah, and whatever they have done becomes habit, destroyed, non-existent, worthless. So we have to be so careful. Niyyah, my brothers, niyyah. When we come here, keep in mind, I'm doing this for my Allah. And when we go out from here, just make, oh Allah, don't take my deed away. Whether it is qurbani, whether it is hajj, whether it is umrah, whether it's whatever. Whether it's a smile to our Muslim brother, whether it's a piece of bread or a piece of whatever we gave to somebody. I did this for my Allah. I did this for my Allah. My Allah will be pleased. It is a deed for me. I don't want this deed to be destroyed. But if you did because, you know, other reasons, then Allah says, habita ma sana'u fiha. Then, my respected friend, there are a few other ayats of the Quran which we can speak on, but because of lack of time, we're going to stop. There's one important thing. When we make ghibat, you know, gossip, favorite pastime of a lot of people at socials or wherever it might be, at functions and all that, then somebody did wrong, somebody did somebody down badly, whatever it might be, did a major thing, was committing major guna acts, we know about it. And now the fourth meal, if it was a four-course meal that was served by the groom's party or the wife's, the bride's party, the fourth meal, we is providing it there. Dead brother's flesh. And he eating him. They were talking, he did like that, and he did like that, and he, and you know, that probably could be the dessert. But, my brothers, you know what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you must be very careful here, that on the day of Qiyamah, that brother didn't even know you were doing him such a big favor. All his bad deeds will be given to you, and all your good deeds are going to be given to him. Is that why we did all our ibadat? Our umrahs, our hajj, our tilawat of Quran, our zikrullah, mountains of good deeds, warehouses full of good deeds, just to pass it on to that fellow on the day of Qiyamah, by getting some pleasure sitting around a table and talking about somebody else, and the ladies do it even much more, obviously they don't like it, but that's the fact of the matter. Even much more. They just naturally, automatically, like as easy as breathing. But my brothers, just keep that in mind, whether we're doing it or we are party to it. So there the deeds are destroyed. Allah is talking, don't destroy your deeds. Be very, very careful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is a bankrupt person on the day of Qiyamah. Where maybe, you know, we did somebody down. One is to make ghibat. One is we did people down. We are zalims. We are oppressors. We stole somebody's property and we use the strong clout of the law. We use lawyers who know the ins and outs of how to confuse magistrates and judges. Those kind of lawyers, mashallah, they've got a very good, you know, standing in society. Say, you go to that guy, he'll sort you out. You say, you come to me, you do what you want to, I'll sort you out. That kind of lawyers. So we did all that here. We made zulam on people. We stole their wealth. We took their honor. We did whatever we wanted to do. But my respected friends and brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's a bankrupt person on the day of Qiyamah. We got away here. 1 million or 2 million, whatever it might be. But in relation to the akhirat, no more deeds. So we just got ourselves jahannam. Thanks that lawyer there. Thanks brother, you got me my jahannam here now. We'll do that. Very good in getting us our jahannam. Now, we are here to thank you. So, my respected friends and brothers, a'mal, deeds are going to follow us in the qabr. Deeds need to be safeguarded. We need to safeguard it. We have to be very careful. Be sincere about whatever we are doing and ensure that at no point in time, we are the cause of the destruction of all our hard work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.